Hello and welcome. This is going to be part of what I call my quick and dirty channel. In other words, not much of your time required, hopefully. So I call this one, "You're a Grand Old Flag, You're a High Flying Flag." Of late, we have people demanding we deep six the American flag and the national anthem. In contrast, we see thousands, if not millions, of people pouring out into their streets to oppose the tyranny of their totalitarian oppressors, who then proceed to crush them without mercy. It happened in Iran, then in Hong Kong, and now it's happening in Cuba. Workers crowding the streets, carrying American flags and singing American anthems, at risk of their livelihoods and lives. But what do we see here? Quote a small portion of the Declaration of Independence or one of our more important constitutional amendments to a college freshman, and he or she will probably stare at you dumbfounded. So, one snowflake said seeing all the American flags on July 4th triggered her and indicated to her who exactly were the racists. We have people demanding that the American flag be disposed of in the dustbin of history and instead want to salute the African national flag or the Juneteenth flag and sing the Black national anthem. I wonder why the Chinese protesters in Hong Kong or the Cuban protesters we see today aren't hoisting up the Juneteenth flag or marching with BLM banners. Why hasn't Antifa gone to the rescue of the Cuban people? My goodness, one of their heroes, Che Guevara, was from Cuba. Let me see if I can help. If you want to fight fascism, Cuba is the perfect place to do it. Okay, thanks for listening.